Fiat. August 12, 1938. When the creature enters into the divine will, heaven lowers itself, and the earth rises to exchange the kiss of peace. Love of God, in manifesting the truths. How all things become life. How all created things are members of Jesus. Varieties of love. The divine will is always around me, wanting to invest my acts with its light, to extend its life in them. It seems to me that it is so alert as to reach the point of persecuting me with love and with light, because it wants to enclose its life in everything I do. Oh, how happy I am in feeling persecuted with love and light by the Supreme Fiat. And my sweet Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My daughter, see the excess that my love reaches as it wants the creature to live in my will. I reach the point of persecuting her with love and with light. Love eclipses all her evils in such a way that, seeing only my will, the creature abandons herself in it and lets us do whatever we want. Love attracts her, delights her, and lets itself be conquered by us. You must know that, as the creature enters into our will to form her act, heaven lowers itself, and the earth rises, and they meet. What a happy encounter. Feeling drawn to the earth by the creative strength of the divine fiat, heaven kisses the earth, that is, the human generations, and at any cost, it wants to give to them what it possesses, to content the divine volition that brought it upon earth, because it wants to reign in all. The earth, feeling elevated unto heaven, feels an unknown strength, which draws the creatures to good, a celestial air that imposes itself on them, making them breathe a new life. An act in my will is almost incredible. These acts will form the new day. Through them, the human generations will feel renewed and rejuvenated in good. They will form the dispositions in order to dispose the human generations to receive their life, so as to let it reign. These acts of the creature done in my will be the endowment, the potent preparation, the most effective means to obtain so great a good." After this, he added, "My daughter, our love is almost unbelievable. When we have to manifest a truth regarding our will, first we love it within ourselves. We facilitate it. We adapt it to the human intelligence, so that the creature may easily comprehend it and make it her own life. We endow it with our love, and then we make it known as burning with love, for it wants to give itself to her, feeling the need to form its life in her. But not yet satisfied, we purify the human intelligence. We invest it with our light. We renew it, so that it may know our truth, kiss it, enclose it within itself, and give it all the freedom to form its life, so as to be transformed into that very truth. Therefore, each one of our truths brings our divine life in the creature, burning with love and wanting to be loved. And our love is such that we adapt ourselves to the human conditions in order to facilitate this knowledge. Because if we know each other, it is easier to conquer the human will to make it ours. and she will have the interest in possessing her God. Without knowledge, the ways are closed, the communications broken, and we remain like the God far away from the creatures, while we are inside and outside of them. And they remain far away from us. Nobody can possess a good without knowing it. This is why we want to make known that for one who lives in the divine will and operates in it, everything becomes divine life in her. Since she possesses my fiat, in everything she does, whether she thinks, speaks, works, walks, or loves, its creative virtue extends its life and thinks, speaks, works, walks, and loves. It forms the operating and speaking creation. The creature serves to continue its creation, or rather, to make things even more beautiful. So, creation is not finished, but still continues in the souls who live in our will. And if creation shows the order, the beauty, and power of our works, in the creature will appear the love, the order, the beauty, our creative virtue repeating so many divine lives of ours, for as many times as she lent us her acts to let us operate. The creature is life. She is not a work like creation. Therefore, we feel an irresistible love to form our lives in her. Oh, how we delight, how happy we are, how our love finds its rest, and our will its fulfillment, which is to form our life in her. On the other hand, for one who does not live in our will, her works and steps are without life, like painted pictures that cannot receive life, nor can they give it or produce any good, because there can be no life and no good without my will. Then, I was following my acts in the divine will. And since I had received Holy Communion, my sweet Jesus told me, how beautiful it is when I descend sacramentally into a heart, and I find it in my will. I find everything in it. I find my mother, queen, and I feel that I receive again the glory as if I were incarnating myself again. I find all my works surrounding me, honoring me, loving me. And since my will circulates as blood and palpitates in all created things, they are united with me like members originating from me and remaining in me. Therefore, everything I did on earth and all created things are like my arms, my feet, my heart, my mouth. And they love me and glorify me in an infinite way. For the creature who lives in my will, everything is hers, just as it is mine. And she can give me my living humanity in order to love me, to keep me sheltered and protected from everything. She can give me the love I had in creating the sun. How much specialty of love does that light not contain? It is filled with varied and innumerable effects of sweetness, of colors, of fragrances. In each effect, there is a distinct love of mine, and you can see it in the varieties of sweetness that each fruit possesses. One sweetness is not like another. That is my insuperable love, which, not satisfied with letting man taste only one sweetness of my love, or with delighting him with one color only, or one single fragrance, put in so many of them in order to drown and nourish him with my love. So, my primary food was my love. All other things came in secondary order. Therefore, as the sun, which does so much good to the earth, lays its light under man's steps, fills his eye with light, invests him completely, follows him wherever he goes. It is my love that runs within its light and, loving man, lets itself be tread upon by his steps. My love fills his eye with light, investing him completely, following him everywhere. And in that light, there are innumerable distinctions of love. There is my love that languishes, that wounds, and enraptures. There is my love that burns, that sweetens everything, and gives life back to everything. There is my love that takes the creature from all sides and carries her as though in its arms. Look at the light, my daughter, and you yourself will not be able to count the so many varieties of my love. And if you live in my will, the sun will be yours, your own member, and you will be able to give me as many varieties of love as I have given to you. All created things are my members. The heavens and each star are a distinct love of mine toward the creatures. The wind, as a member of mine, in blowing, does nothing other than blow my distinct love. And therefore now it blows onto her the freshness of my love. Now it caresses her with my love. Now it blows with my mighty love. Now it brings to her, with its breath, the refreshment of my love. Even in the sea, the drops of water throng together so as to never cease murmuring the varieties of love with which I love the creature. Even in the air that they breathe, I send them, in each breath, my distinct, I love you. Therefore, in descending sacramentally, I bring with me the created things as my own members, with the enchanting scenes of my love so diverse and varied. And I place them like an army inside the creature in order to love her and to be loved. How hard and painful it is to love and not to be loved. Therefore, live always in my will, and it will make you aware of the many ways in which I have loved you. In this way, you will love me the way I want you to.